They made it up the other side of the ravine. Long since past caring if they swore or cursed or cried out, they dragged themselves over its crumbling edge and onto the parched, brittle grass of this new plateau. And when they'd crawled far enough to be certain there was no danger of falling, they collapsed face down on the ground, sobbing for air, sobbing with relief, sobbing in the shadow of the brooding Sith temple. Through the lava-hot pain, Obi-Wan felt the building's cold touch, felt its menace freeze him and close its fist around his heart. His newly bright blood, which had begun to pump so freely, thickened and darkened and turned again to sludge. And the Sith's spiteful voice shouted, more gleeful than ever,
"Die, Jedi, die, Jedi, die, Jedi, die!"
No, no. Not this quickly. It wasn't fair. The darkness was pouring back. The black wind was rising. And his tiny, bright flame was guttering out. "Obi-Wan, don't listen to it. Stay with me." That was Bail Organa, the senator from Alderaan. Far too good a man to be a politician. Echoing in his mind all the failures of his past. A maelstrom of death and loss and misery, sucking him down. It had been bad in the crashed ship, in the first woodland, on the rock plain, and within the second stretch of forest. But those times were nothing compared with this. "Obi-Wan!" He rolled over, opened his eyes, stared at Bail.
"Die, Jedi, die, Jedi, die, Jedi, die!"
"I'm sorry," he whispered through the screaming in his head. "I can't hear you. It's too loud." Bail's lips were moving. Dried blood flaked and fell. Was this important? It must be. The senator was shouting, his wide eyes full of fear.
"Should I be frightened? No, fear is bad. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. Beware the dark side, Jedi."
Beware the dark side. For it's all around you now. Bail fisted his stone-scraped fingers in Obi-Wan's dirty, blood-stained tunic and lifted him partway off the ground. The Jedi's head lolled as though he were a broken doll. There was nothing familiar in his eyes. His lips were moving. He was saying something, but no sound emerged to give the words life. "Obi-Wan!" he shouted again, shaking him. "You have to fight it! We're so close, you can't give up now!" Except Obi-Wan hadn't given up. He'd been defeated. The Sith had defeated him at last. He'd said it. He'd said he wouldn't stay lucid for long, and when he went away the next time, he'd go away for good. And here he was. Gone. When Obi-Wan slipped from his grasp in the ravine, he'd thought the Jedi was dead. He thought he'd killed him. Couldn't believe the man had survived. Then he'd thought Obi-Wan really had gone crazy, talking about suntans, punching himself in his injured knee. And then he'd climbed up that criffing ravine, bleeding, hurting, without his precious light side, finding strength from who knew where. It had nearly killed him, and still he climbed it. Bail had never met anyone like Obi-Wan Kenobi. "That criffing climb nearly killed me too, but we did it. We made it. And was it all for nothing? Is this the part where we lie down and die?" Well, to the hells with that. The crash didn't kill them. The lightning didn't kill them. The criffing ravine didn't kill them. The Sith? They can go to all nine hells too.